experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Tuesday, which means we have the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish. He's going to start in just a minute, where he answers your questions about training, nutrition, drugs, everything. There really is no off-topic area for this show. And you can always send your questions in to reach Coach Rob by sending them to onair@superhumanradio.net. And he will add your questions to a future show. I promise you, he always does. We have to pay homage to our title sponsor. Do I sound tired today? I'm going to ask Coach Rob that in a second. We have to pay homage to our title sponsor, All American Pharmaceutical and EFX Sports. Right now, you get six of their top selling products: Carbolin, Crealkaline, protein powders. I mean, everything you could imagine. A beautiful care package. Probably worth, I don't know, you know, $20, $30, $40, $50. I don't know what it's worth. But you do pay $5 and change for shipping. And you can get that by going to superhumanradio.net and clicking one of the EFX banner ads to get started. And without further delay.
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Fantastic. Thanks for asking.
Do I sound tired, Rob?
You sound almost like you're stuffed up. You got a head cold or something.
No, my nose is fine. I just am. I'm just flattened out right now. So I started Sunday, Monday, and now Tuesday. And I had intended to do this all the way through Thursday and then take Friday and Saturday off. But I don't know. I may have to take off tomorrow. I'm doing a very high volume, undulating the weight, whole body routine. And I am doing legs, too. So today I did leg presses, but very, very light. I mean, Nothing to even speak of. But I am telling you, man, wow. I am exhausted today after 3 days of this.
That would flatten me. So, you know what? As I've always said, though, if you can recover from it, God bless you.
Well, you know, I mean, I am using some peptides. And I am on HRT, so I'm sure that I'm recovering better than the average 60-year-old guy.
Yeah.
But it's just a lot of work, and then there's a lot of stress to deal with day to day with work, with real work, the work that actually pays bills.
Yeah, right.
And so I'm probably not recovering as fast as I would if I was in my 20s living in an apartment and I could go home and take a nap after training and then get up and go out. You know?
You know what? Here's a really interesting idea. I've had people do this. Run this for however long you're going to do it, take a week break, and then rerun it with a bottle of Synthogen. Watch.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I should just get the Synthogen now. I forgot all about it. I always do. I forget about Synthogen because it works so good, and then you feel great, and you think, oh, I just feel great. And then you stop taking it, and you're back where you were. I'm going to order a bottle today.
Thank you. The best testimonial I ever got was it Nate Green? Special Forces.
Oh,
guy?
No, yeah, no, Nate Morrison. Nate Morrison.
Nate Morrison, all right. Yeah, I mean, they do this extremely taxing hike through the mountains and timed course, and he did it 5 days in a row, and I think what he said was, you know, without it, it flattens him in 2 days, maybe three at the most. Four out of those 5 days, he recorded increases, better times, not worsening. So, yeah.
I'm going to order some today, and it's probably not going to get here for a few days. So I'm going to do what you just said. I'm going to try to run this again tomorrow. I'm going to try to get to sleep really early tonight and really get a good night's sleep. I may take some heroin. I'm not sure yet. That's a joke for people who are tuning in for the first time. But no, I may try to run this week out through Thursday like I had planned to.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just lighten up the weight, cut back the volume a little bit. But then do the whole thing again next week, starting out on Sunday, and start out by taking Synthogen with it.
Very cool.
This will be a great test. Good idea. Good idea.
Yeah.
What's going on over at the Blueprint Army?
Well, right now, we are running the best promo for the Bulletin, Blueprint Bulletin Pro that we've ever offered. If you subscribe now for just $20 a month, and that's $10 off when it's regularly, then in addition to an ongoing subscription, you get 70-plus back issues, you know, just chock full of muscle gain and fat loss. And you'll also get a free copy, through normally $50, my updated webinar on hormone optimization. But here's the deal. You know, in these back issues, there are over 300 said topics, but just as a sample of what you'll learn, how to overload a muscle group, muscle groups, plural, in just 5 minutes a day using a single movement. What exercise this Russian lifter used to go from not making the team, the Olympic team, to literally setting a new world record. It's not what most people think. How former Soviet athletes use adaptogens and anabolics, what compounds, when, and why. And then finally, the single best legal product for more testosterone. Here's a hint. It is not sold as a test booster. So, you know, for a little more than 60 cents a day, you get access to the biggest online library of game changers on the web, plus monthly updates that go right to your inbox, plus the new hormone optimization course. CoachRobRegish.com for those interested.
Okay, yeah. So do you want to start off with the email from Ethan, or do you want to start off with the first question you have on the sheet?
You know what, from Ethan.
Okay. So Ethan says, hey, Carl and Rob, this is my first time writing in a question. I found SHR through your guest appearance on Scott McNally's show. Thank you, and thank you, Scott. I can't thank you enough for how much of a catalyst the Blueprint Power Hour has been for me since I've discovered it a few months back. I'm flying through the episodes and learning more and more each and every day. That's saying a lot for someone who's been training and researching on his own for well over 11 years now. So thank you for all that you do for the physical culture community. And thank you for listening. Wow.
Yeah.
We could end the show now. That's
right.
It, folks. Thanks a lot. Remember what he said. Anyway, on to the question. My question deals with wrist mobility. I'm a youngish guy of 27 years old, and like most of the SHR audience, would suffice to say that I take meticulous care of my body with regards to diet, smart, safe, and effective training, prehabilitative measures with an effort to prevent injury and prolong mobility. Yet, as of recent, I've noticed tightness and decreasing in wrist mobility. Even when I first get to the gym and perform some light stretching and drop down to do some push-ups to get the blood moving, there's a slight but tolerable discomfort in my wrists. I do work a computer most of the days, bam, which I presume has something to do with it. So I'm mainly looking for your tips on how best to rectify the issue. Any measures I can take to assure healthy range of motion in my wrist moving forward. After I am warmed up and I get to lifting in the gym, it's nearly never really bother. But if I'm just hanging out at home and test how flexible my wrists are, parenthetically forward or backward bending, it's nothing like what I remember it to be. Appreciate your advice in advance.
Yeah, you know, when I read this email, my mind flashed back to when I was just out of college. I was like 22 years old, had just entered the workforce, and I began experiencing pain and decreased mobility in my wrist. And I remember thinking, well, hold on a minute. You know, I'm a young man. I just started this job, and I shouldn't have anything like carpal tunnel, which is, you know, frankly the first thing that crossed my mind. As I thought more and more about it, though, it became clear that most of these, and mine certainly was, it was an overuse injury. And not necessarily just at work on the computer, although that's obviously additive in its repetitive motion. So I did an experiment in the gym I dropped all curling work I was doing. And almost immediately, two things happened. This was a real eye-opener. My wrist pain went away, and my arms, for the first time, started growing. Why was that the case? Likely because those little movements I were doing, you know, various types of curls, they weren't doing much. If anything, they were adding to, you know, what my body had to recover from. And I just poured myself into big, basic pushing and pulling exercises where the biceps and the triceps, for my money, they get plenty of work. So my first inclination would be to cut back on any direct curling movements you're doing in the gym. And a special note about preacher curls. I can't prove this, but I feel strongly they were the culprit, at least in my case. Suffice it to say, too much gym work plus too much office work can cause these sort of things. And you really only have the luxury of curtailing one, right, if you think about it. And so it's worth a shot, in my opinion. Beyond that, you know, there are a couple different things that I would try. Stretches, for example. Here's a good one. Start with your elbows tucked in at your sides in a 90-degree angle. You make a gentle fist with each hand, and while moving only the wrist joint, slowly circle it inwards 10 to 15 times. Reverse that, right, and circle in the opposite direction 10 to 15 times again. Repeat that sequence two or three times as you work through that stretch. There's another one, a really good one that helped me. You extend your arm with your palm facing up towards the ceiling, and then with your free hand, gently press your fingers down towards the floor, and then pull them back towards your body. Hold that position, hold each one of those for 10 to 30 seconds. Repeat both with the other arm, okay? You should cycle through the stretches two or three times with each arm. Anecdotally, I can also report that bridging from the floor dramatically improved my wrist range of motion and dexterity. Because think about it. You're laying right flat on the floor, and you have to place your hands on the floor on either side of your head and then press off the ground with your arms and legs. That takes a lot of wrist flexibility. It takes a lot of strength, and it works the wrist in a fashion that doesn't overstress it. When you consider the proper bridging works over 200 muscles, it's just a no-brainer to include them in your exercise sessions. You know, if you want to, you can do them to you know, warm up. It's a fantastic warm-up, in fact, for the entire body. Here's the bottom line. Wrist, finger, and hand issues are almost always a result of overuse syndrome. Eliminating curling motions, perform bridges, and warm up before every workout with some of those, you know, either one of those or both stretches. You can also do those in between workouts. You do all that, and I'm betting you'll feel a lot better and probably in just a few weeks' time.
Okay, so let me put my two CCs in, and this is from some personal experience and some discussions I had with Ron Penna from Quest just this a couple weekends ago. So since my calf, my left calf, has completely dwindled away, I've developed a knee problem. That's kind of counterintuitive, right? I mean, why would my knee, my knee is above my calf. Why would I develop ankle problems? It turns out that knee stability is dependent on the calf. Now let's look at forearms for a second. The problem with people's elbows and wrists is that when they train biceps and forearms, they only train them in one direction ever.
Yeah.
Think about this. You know, you have opposing muscles on your forearm, the ones that close the fingers and pull the wrist in and under. But you also have the ones that open the fingers wide and pull and I guess it would be extend the wrist up. No one trains those muscles. No one. Think about it. When's the last time you saw somebody actually doing a reverse curl?
Yeah.
where they grab the bar, palms down, and then curl it. Okay, so here's what you need to start doing. You want your wrists to be more flexible? Because think about it. You've got really, really, really dominant muscles guiding the wrist, and you've got these weak ones that are trying to fight back. Sure, you're losing mobility. Because the muscles that activate and balance the wrist are not balanced. So start doing reverse curls. Grab a light bar, 20 pounds, a straight bar, palms down, and start with your arms straight, straight down at pointing to your feet, and then curl them up. Bring the bar up. Do a reverse curl. Start doing those with light weight. Watch what happens to your wrists. Just watch.
Yeah, that's a really good point. They are very rare to see in gyms, and you're absolutely right. You know, you've got one range of motion that's worked all the time, very frequently, and another that's not worked at all. What does that tell you about a possible imbalance?
Well, and then think about keyboard work. You're sitting there, your elbows are bent at 90 degrees, your palms are facing down, and the muscles that I'm talking about working, they're statically locked all day long, keeping your wrists straight out.
Yeah.
Right? So by now doing these reverse wrist curls, you're actually going to get those muscles more into dynamic range of motion instead of this static motion for 8 hours a day. No, it add that to the list of what Rob just said, and you're going to be gold.
Very good point. Yeah.
Okay, All right. We go on to the next question here.
Actually, the next isn't a question per se. I wanted to give an update on my DNA test results.
Oh, yes.
So if you recall, a long time ago, I sent away for this, and I'm going to preface this piece by telling you to not order through anabolicgenes.com, which was the outfit I used, because more than 6 months later, I still don't have the results that I really ordered it for, which optimizing my training and diet. What I was able to get was the raw data file. I had to download it, and then I had to upload it to another unaffiliated site just to read it. Now, that only cost $12. But it's in addition to the nearly $300 I paid, you know, so it really adds up. The raw data shows ancestry with a few surprises there, but more importantly, things like the genes that you have for hundreds, literally hundreds of medical conditions. Now, for each condition, you usually have a certain number of good or protective genes, bad, which could be considered causative genes, and neutral genes. One thing it can't tell you, though, is the effect that your environment and maybe how life experiences shape you. So, for example, it turns out I have the gene for alcoholism, yet I rarely, if ever, touch alcohol. Why is that? Well, I learned in college you can either drink heavy or train heavy, but you can't do both. Right, I decided to lift heavy, so a glass of wine after dinner is as far as things go with alcohol. One area, though, of concern is cancer. It kept showing up in the form of colon cancer, lung cancer, and neoplasms. Further, it said that if I do develop cancer, it's likely to spread fast. I have very few protective good genes for those specific cancers. And upon further investigation, you know, my mother's side of the family is riddled with cancer. But for the most part, they worked really hard to get it, meaning they were chain smokers, heavy drinkers, right? So, you know, you can imagine concerning stuff, right, as you're reading this. That's honestly not how I look at it, because knowing this information, it became clear that prevention, right, is really what I need to be working hard towards. So in addition to scheduling a colonoscopy, I quickly identified three compounds that are, you know, have pretty profound cancer preventative effects. I was already taking two of them, and I just added the third. Those compounds will appear in the next blueprint bulletin, and I feel that even without being predisposed to cancer, there's great benefit in taking all three of them. And the best part is they're really inexpensive. So interestingly enough, the data goes so far as to identify things like your propensity to anger, your aptitude for intelligence, in addition to those, you know, hundreds of pathological conditions. I was pleased to see that I have a lot of protective genes for Alzheimer's and dementia. You know, that was my biggest worry prior to seeing this cancer stuff. In almost every other case, the DNA results were spot on, right? There was some depression there. There was anxiety, which are two conditions that after most of my adult life, I finally licked. But man, would I have liked to have known about that earlier, right? It also tells you which drugs agree with your physiology and which don't. And there again, it was incredibly accurate because when I was going through bouts of depression, they tried, you know, more than half a dozen different antidepressants with me, two of which cause suicidal thoughts. And I'm the last guy that should be thinking of that, right? And now, what I would have given to have had that data before trying them, right? Think about it. Think about that. In the example I just gave, that kind of info can literally save lives. One last condition that I only have bad genes for, something called ankylosing spondylitis. So I just so happened to train a woman with this condition. What happens is the disease fuses the SI joint in place. It marches its way up the spine, fusing all those other vertebrae in place, and eventually attacks other joints, crippling you. And once it reaches the chest cavity, people die eventually of suffocation. But again, they told her that there was nothing she could do. Her doctor said, go home and basically wait to die. Here's a handicap sticker. Maybe that'll help. I told her when she started with me, I said, look, I am not a doctor, but I'll tell you this. Their advice is crap. I told her to toss the handicap sticker and that we were going on the offensive to find out what we could do. Now, at first, she was so weak, she couldn't perform a single bridge from the floor. And when I say weak, I mean she literally couldn't lift her head off the floor, okay? A year and a half later, this woman today can drape 50 pounds of chain around her neck and perform 5 wall walks to the floor and back up again. Try that on for size sometime. You know, so what I did was I took a video of her performing those wall walks, and I told her, next time you're at the doctor, play it for him. She did, and that's the last anyone ever suggested to her that she's handicapped. So here's the deal. I'm actively identifying right now, trying to identify, another company that does this kind of testing with obviously much better customer service. And when I have that, I'll get it out to my newsletter subscribers first. But really, folks, think about this. You know, I was talking to my son about it. I didn't go into detail on the cancer or anything. But I said, son, this wasn't even science fiction when I was your age, 12 years old. And it really makes you stop and think, where are they going to be in 10 years? 20? 50? I mean, if they can tell you from your DNA test results that you're quicker to anger than some, you know, the average person, or you have genes that make it more likely you'll live to 100, what else are they going to be able to tell in the future? You know, maybe your likelihood that you commit a crime. You know, it gets kind of scary. But I am still plowing my way through it. There is really, literally that much data that, you know, a week later I'm still finding new stuff. So there's two types of people, I think, when it comes to this. I want to know. I want to know because I'm convinced there are things I can do. My wife, on the other hand, she was listening to me read this stuff, and it was very difficult for her. And she said, you know what? I'm just going to leave it up to God. When my number's up, my number's up. So I would say just before you order, understand that going in and try to accurately identify which kind of person you are, because, you know, in some people this could be very disturbing, a very disturbing read.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we've got lots more questions. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. We shall return.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H-Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started H-Hemp Company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H-Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H-Hemp Company products. Search H-Hemp Company and use code SHR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H-Hemp Company and code SHR.
Who ever heard of a supplement company that lets you pick the products they make and sell? What you have now, we are All American Body, a factory direct supplement brand proudly brought to you by All American Pharmaceutical. Don't pay more somewhere else. You can get the same or even better products directly from us. Now check this out. All American Body is a brand about you. Tell us what to make next so you can save big. Go ahead and request a specific ingredient. You know, arginine, citrulline, vitamin D, a product type or category, keto, greens, naturals, herbals, nootropics, and even a specific branded product or formula. We'll either copy it exactly or make it even better. And best of all, it won't cost anything close to what you've been paying, period. And if we do end up using your suggestion, you'll get the first bottle absolutely free. We'll also give you full credit on that product's description page. You'll be famous, signing autographs and people asking you to take pictures with them wherever you go. So head on over to allamericanbody.com right now. That's allamericanbody.com and make your product request today. All American Body, crazy savings, insane results.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Rob, I had my DNA tested, too, and I'm 14% Northern African and 1% Neanderthal.
Well, all that time you thought you were Italian.
No, I am Italian. I'm the rest of me is Italian and Balkan, which is Greek. So, yeah, I am. I mean, I'm like, you know, 80% Italian and Greek and then 14. Well, but we all started in Africa, everybody. So
right.
I'm just... I just haven't evolved far enough to get it down lower than 14%.
Well, you know, I was surprised, too, by my ancestry data. There was 15% Scandinavian, which, you know, I was always told Polish, Italian, Czech, but never Scandinavian. So I think, you know, most people are finding some surprises.
Did you not have any African or Neanderthal in you, or Asian? Asia? Because don't forget, Asia is not just China and Japan. It's, you know, it's Turkey. It's a lot of areas that are considered part of Asia.
No, it was all anywhere from northern Italy to northeast Europe to Scandinavia.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, it seemed to be confined to those areas, so to speak.
So, Rob, if you had to pick just one movement to perform, it was the only movement you could perform. Let's say you're on vacation, you don't have a lot of time to train, and you can't do a bunch of different things. You could just do one thing to the limit, and you get out of there. Would it be the squat or the deadlift?
This is a really tough one. If I had to pick one, it'd probably be the deadlift because you're working, you know, slight, more total muscle
mass. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
But there's always a catch, right? The fact is you can't deadlift as frequently as you can squat. The deadlift taxes the central nervous system very heavily. So if people have one, you know, thing they could improve, train it heavy less frequently. Now, that doesn't mean you can't have light speed days. You know, you can and should. Pulling a lesser amount of bar weight against bands is a fantastic way, you know, to work on bar speed and you know, force equals mass times acceleration. So make sure you're working both mass and acceleration.
Okay, a similar question. Why dips and pullovers are better than bench presses and lat pulldowns?
You know, bench presses are obviously, it may be the, next to curls, the most popular exercise out there, right? And there are a lot more people doing lat pulldowns, you know, versus people doing pull-ups. The reason why things like dips and push-ups and pullovers and pull-ups trounce those other movements is because essentially you're moving the body and the weight through space simultaneously. It's the reason why you can plug real big numbers for the leg press, right, into, you know, the amount of weight lifted times the number of reps times the number of sets divided by the time it takes you to lift it. And you can get astronomical numbers even compared to the squat. But in the real world, who builds bigger legs? People who squat. And that's because their body and the weight is moving through space simultaneously. In effect, your brain and especially your central nervous system are in much higher gear because they know that the relative danger of the exercise,
bingo,
is up there. You know, what happens on a set of leg extensions if you hit failure on rep 10 or rep 10? Nothing. You lower the weight and you go get a drink from the water fountain. You fail on the squat on rep 10.
There's a big noise in the gym, and everybody's looking at you because you just dropped the bar off your back.
Right. I mean, at best, you're missing the lift. At worst, you're getting hurt bad. Let's look at push-ups versus the bench press. Try this little exercise sometime. It's a real eye-opener. Put a, you know, however much you want to put on the bench, a lightweight just to warm up and pump out 15 to 20 reps. Stand up and kind of just observe how you feel. Give it 3 to 5 minutes and then repeat that exercise, but this time with push-ups. Push-ups, you'll find that if you perform them, you are much more alert. It pumps oxygen, you know, into the lungs. It brings more blood to the muscles. It more effectively engages the abdominals, which need to be statically contracted. Everything down to your toes. Steve Reeves, huge proponent of the push-up. It wasn't until later in this country, more recently, when the whole bench press craze, took effect. Now, I have no problem saying this. If you're interested in lifting, or building, rather, the maximum amount of muscle tissue, dips, pullovers, and push-ups will get you there faster than the bench press. And, I might add, in a much safer fashion.
Well, and then if you feel like, man, you know, I can bang out 100 push-ups so easily now, what do? It's called a weight vest.
Yes, exactly. Or you can do a million push-ups, fine. Do them with one arm.
Yeah, but that's not always practical. But, I mean, a weight vest, so you could get a weight vest that has 70 pounds in it, and then you can actually add weight to it from there. You can put some, what do they call them, bungee cords, and you can strap 45-pound plates to your back. I mean, you could add easily a couple hundred pounds to your upper body and do push-ups with that. And watch, you know, for a lot of us, especially the broader your shoulders are,
yep,
the bench press is a very unnatural movement for us.
Amen.
And you know, guys with narrower shoulders, they tend to be stronger bench pressers because their arms are in closer to their body. But once you start turning your hands out and flattening your hands and putting them on the floor, you'll find out like how strong you really are in a bench press. I mean, in a weighted push-up. Try them. They're insane. They're insane.
Even more practical, or if you don't have the weight vest, push-ups with your feet elevated on a bench.
Bingo.
Or even, you know, if you're strong enough, with your feet elevated up on the wall to higher and higher, right, degrees. That stuff builds strength, like gorilla-like strength, silverback strength, put it that way. It really does. And yeah, it's only body weight, but listen, you change the leverage point, and you change everything. You build up to the point where you can perform push-ups with your feet high up on the wall, your chest, your triceps, your shoulders, you're going to explode with muscularity. The only problem is people don't, they either are reluctant to try it in the first place or they don't work the movement long enough to exploit it. Because all their friends are bench pressing and the water cooler talk is how much you bench.
You know what the other thing about the push-up is? I did a show with Bobby Cooper last year, I think it was, called Drop and Give Me 20. And I told people, look, just add 20 push-ups a day. You're doing your training now. You're doing your cardio now. Just add 20 push-ups a day.
Yeah.
Just drop at the kitchen floor in the afternoon before dinner and do 20 push-ups and make it, then do 40. And then someday do 60. And when you get to the point where you're doing multiple sets throughout the day where you're just dropping and doing 20 push-ups, and you realize, oh, God, I just did 300 push-ups today on top of my normal routine. And you won't have to guess because you look at your body and go, holy F. Like, look at my shoulders. Look at my chest. Look at my triceps.
A lot of people today in gyms are chasing the pump, right? They're using all these NO2 products. You want an incredible pump. Do push-ups.
Yeah, right. They say, oh, this supplement gave me a pump all day. Well, you know what? The 300 push-ups I did today also gave me a pump all day. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Check it out, and you'll see. Man, people want to know what drugs you're on. And when you tell them, I'm just doing push-ups every now and then throughout the day on top of my normal training, they won't get it.
No, they won't believe it.
We're going to take a break, and we'll come back. I want to get your opinion on the best machines at the gym that actually are worth using. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by CoachRobRegish.com. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
If you suffer from abdominal bloating, relief is here. Introducing
Atrantil.
Developed by a board-certified gastroenterologist, it relieves bloating where it starts, in the small bowel. That's why
Atrantil
works while other remedies don't. In clinical trials, 88% of bloating sufferers who use prescription medications with no relief found
Atrantil
relieve their symptoms, and it's available without a prescription because
Atrantil
is made from a patented molecular combination of botanical extracts. It's not a probiotic. Plus, it's natural, vegan, gluten-free, and non-GMO.
A-T-R-A-N-T-I-L, Atrantil.
Atrantil. Even the name is proven to make you feel better.
Go to lovemytummy.com and use code SHR for 10% off. That's code SHR at lovemytummy.com. Lovemytummy.com.
Men and women, you've heard about hormone optimization. Do you feel like it's something you want to look into? RenewLifeRx.com is the place to start. Their doctors can help you with the solutions. RenewLifeRx.com has a simple process for lab work, consultation, and taking a deep dive into where your hormone levels can be improved. Superhuman Radio listeners get 30% off your initial lab work and consultation. Go to RenewLifeRx.com to schedule your no-obligation phone consultation today. Feel younger, get in better shape, and be more productive at RenewLifeRx.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
For the past 4 months, I've been keeping a secret. Every night at bedtime, I tape my mouth shut with Somnifix strips. That's right, and here's why. Whether you snore or not, at some point in the night, almost all of us start breathing through our mouth. Since I've started using Somnifix strips, I've noticed that I sleep deeper and have seen improvements in my health, fitness, and cognitive function. That's because nose breathing activates the parasympathetic nervous system and improves nitric oxide production. And that leads to improved sleep immunity, carbon dioxide, oxygen exchange, and much more. Oh, and if you do snore, it'll help you stop snoring. Try Somnifix risk-free. Go to somnifix.com/SHR. Get a free trial pack of Somnifix strips today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Taping your mouth is legit, folks. We're going to do a show on it next week. It's the real thing. You want to see deeper sleep. If you track your sleep like I do with the Aura Ring or your Fitbit, watch what happens when you start taping your mouth. It's amazing. Your nose is your carburetor. It tells the brain how much oxygen's coming in, how much carbon dioxide is coming in, how much is getting out. It recycles nitric oxide. It lowers blood pressure. When you don't breathe through your nose, things don't work right. Okay. What's that?
Great analogy with the carburetor.
Oh, it is. The sensors in your nose go right to your brain. They tell the body what to expect. Here's what's coming. That's what they tell the body. And when you don't breathe through your nose, you're breathing through your mouth all night long. This is when blood pressure goes up in the middle of the night. This is when you don't get into deep sleep, sympathetic, parasympathetic overdrive. I mean, it's a horrible, horrible thing. People wake up in the morning, they go, I don't understand why I don't feel rested. I'll tell you why. Tape your mouth. Okay, so what gym machines are actually worth using, you think?
You know, normally I rail against machines. I think most of us do. We prefer free weights, right? However, there are exceptions, and I have three favorites. The first is the pullover machine. And, you know, the deal there is on almost every kind of row, your biceps fail first. They're obviously a much smaller muscle group than your lats. By using a well-designed pullover machine, pressing primarily with just the elbows, the lats will actually reach failure as opposed to the biceps. I am also a huge proponent, going back to the original blueprint, of what's called loaded stretch position movements, whereby at certain points during the lift, the muscle is stretched maximally before reversing the motion and performing the concentric or raising of it. Big fan of those. I also like, for many of the same reasons, seated cable rows. I've always kind of followed the mantra that vertical rows, like pull-downs and pull-ups for width, and horizontal rows, like one-arm dumbbell rows, for thickness. Seated cable rows are, you know, what I would consider to be a mixed plane row, almost like a T-bar row. You know, they're in the middle. Fantastic movement. Do make sure you're getting a, you know, very deep, very powerful stretch on the bottom. And then finally, the leverage squat machine. This is one versatile little bugger. it seems to agree. I think the type we have is Icarian, maybe, at our gym.
Yeah, Icarian. Yeah.
So, but suffice it to say, it really agreed with me, meaning I did not feel any pain in the knees. I did not feel any pain in the lower back. And yes, it allows you to lift, you know, more than you could otherwise, you know, free bar squat. But that isn't a bad thing, right? I mean, the more weight lifted, the more overload that's generated. I'll also tell you that the leverage squat, at least with the, you know, the one with the pads where I train, it is an exceptional shoulder press type of machine. So you're standing in the machine facing in with your legs locked, and your hands are just underneath the pads where your shoulders normally go. You press up and away, and the beauty of it is it's almost like a jammer press in that the elbow is close into the body. We talked before about how the bench press can be hell on the shoulder, and that's because the elbow is splayed out at a 90-degree angle. When you're doing shoulder presses on the leverage squat machine, the elbow is kept in, whereby it's in line with the wrist and the shoulder. And when all three of those joints are in line, that's not only the safest position for your body, but it's also the strongest. I get, not that I train for it, but I get a phenomenal pump in my shoulders when I use the leverage squat machine for it. I'm sure you got your favorites too, right? I imagine.
Yeah, I mean the power squat or the leverage squat, as you like to call it. I love the Nautilus, the original Nautilus pullover. And I love to use it, as you know, without my hands on the bar, but just my elbows against the pad. And I'm not bragging, but I've been doing it for so long, and it's such a great movement because it builds up the middle of the back, which is the hardest. Everybody talks about the Christmas tree.
Right.
It builds the middle of the back up that you can't get. If you don't hold on to the handles, if you just use the pads, your elbows against the pads, and you push, you let your hands come apart, and you let your arms go past you all the way till your elbows are behind your back. And you will find development in your back that you've never seen before. And you got to go full range of motion. A lot of guys, they're afraid to go up too high because they feel the pressure in their shoulders. Then lighten up.
Right.
Lighten up. Lighten up and slowly grow the whole complex of muscles that hold the shoulders in place, including the lats. Because yep. I can do the entire stack for a good 15 reps. Solid,
wow.
Good form reps. And I, like this morning, I went light. I just did 155 pounds. I did it for 25 reps, two sets, bang, I was done. But, you know, really, you know, I let my hands come together, and I put my fist in my left palm at the top. And then as I bring the pad down, as I bring the arm, the swing arm down, I open my hands up, and I let them go right past my sides. Boom. Oh, it's a great movement. The bar that everybody holds on to hits me in the middle abdomen. That's how far back I bring that bar.
Yep, yep. You know, if I'm not mistaken, you posted a video once of you performing those. And so for everyone that may have trouble visualizing what we're talking about, maybe repost that video.
Yeah.
It was, honest to God, I thought it was the best kind of tutorial on how to perform the movement and really exhaust the lats.
Yeah, I'm gonna actually get it while we're talking here. So those two things are really my favorite go-to, as far as machines in the gym. And right now I'm relegated to machines just because I'm not as strong as I was since I haven't been training my legs. It's amazing how much strength you lose, not just in your legs, but in your entire body when you don't train your legs.
Yeah.
But the good news is my upper body is growing so fast because all the energy I used to put into my lower body and my back is just kind of being spent on my upper body now. So with that question, what's the most dangerous machine, do you think, in the gym?
I don't think it's any contest. The Smith machine, I think, by far, is the most dangerous machine.
Really? Why?
Well, it puts a shearing force on the knee, and not just coming up, you know, from the shin bone, so to speak, but also going down. And the situation is exacerbated, and I see a lot of women doing this, when they put their feet together and really walk their legs far, far out in front of them. And they'll go down and they'll squat back up. And I can't tell you the number of people that have come up to me and said, yeah, I got knee problems. Really? What happened? Smith machine squats. You know who wrote an excellent piece on this?
No, who?
Charles Poliquin.
Really?
Yeah, in the Poliquin Principles. You can read all about the shearing forces that it puts on the knee and the hell on the body that is the Smith machine. Yep.
The problem, there are ways to use the Smith machine sensibly, I think.
Yeah,
the problem is that I see people doing stupid movements on the Smith machine. Like, deadlifting on the Smith machine is not a good idea.
No, it's not.
Because the bar in a traditional deadlift has to be able to move and reposition its center of gravity as you stand up. And with the Smith machine, you're actually pulling against the bar.
Yep.
It's
much the same with the bench press. You know, the bar very seldomly, for most body types, moves in a perfect straight up and down line. And you're really doing a disservice to your shoulders. You know, if regular benching for the shoulders is dangerous, you know, Smith doing it on the Smith machine is really asking for it. Really asking for it. I have seen some people do shrugs. Personally, I spoke before about push-ups with your feet being elevated, you know, higher and higher.
Right.
The Smith machine is excellent for that because
you can put your but do you have to put your ankles over it or press your feet, balls of your feet against it?
No, I put my ankles over it. You know, it's the thing about that is it's always a consistent height, right? So every time you go up a rung, I forget what the graduated increments are. It's been a while, but yeah, I mean, for progressively upping, right, where your feet are, the Smith machine is it's a good tool for that, for the push-up. So I suppose you could press into it with your toes, but...
Nah, I think you got to hang your feet over it. I thought so, too. I was just thinking, I wonder if it hurts your ankles if you hang your feet over it, but I guess not, because you're really not putting a lot of weight on your legs.
Right, right. So yeah, that's my two cents. Did you have another machine in mind?
No, I don't know that I classify any machine as being dangerous, and only because I think I recognize the limitations of machines and I've always used them for the reasons that they work best. You know, like I see people doing push downs for their triceps on the leg extension machine now. Not the leg, no, the leg curl machine. So I saw a guy the other day kneeling down in front of the leg curl machine. So imagine a seated leg curl machine, right?
Yep.
And, you know, the arm is sticking straight out. You got the rounded pad right there. And you're going to put your feet over it, and you're going to curl it underneath you, right?
Right.
And I see this guy kneeling down in front of it, and he's holding the pad with his hands, and he's pushing down on it like in a, I guess like a tricep pushdown kind of a movement. But keep in mind that that has an arc, right? You don't just push it straight down. You push it down and away from you with each
one. Right.
And
right.
I'm thinking to myself, why? Like, with all we have real tricep pushdown machines. We have a hammer dip machine that's plate loaded. We have multiple pulley machines where you could go do pushdowns and any type of tricep movement you want. Like, I almost see people doing stupid stuff just so that they can, somebody will go, oh, wow, I've never seen anybody do that before. Yeah, there's a good reason. It's a stupid idea. You know what I mean?
Yes, I know. I've seen some inventive stuff myself, and you know, it's usually counterproductive. There are some people that have come up with some good ones.
Have you ever seen a woman on the... So the abductor machine is the one where you're pushing out, right? Not squeezing in, right? Have you ever seen someone on the abductor machine, but not sitting in the seat, but on the opposite end, facing the seat, holding on to the back of the seat, and doing it that way, standing?
Yes, there are many women in my gym that do that.
Do they not understand that it's the same exact movement if you sit over the seat but don't sit on it? And just keep your ass off the seat. It's the same. Like, I get it. I understand the difference between doing abductors sitting and standing are profound, because your glutes are really working, because they're keeping you up off the seat as they're doing the movement.
Yep.
But there's no advantage to facing it the other way. I'm sure some personal trainer started doing this and made it his signature or her signature move. And she's like, oh, and then people are like, oh, yeah, she must be with Bombshell because they do it that way. And what they really need to say is she must be an idiot because she doesn't understand that doing it that way and doing it the other way but just not sitting down is the same thing.
Yeah, I'm with you there. On the positive side, I did see what I thought and tried afterwards. I thought it was genius. You know those hexagonal plates?
Yeah.
They've got a hole on either end.
Yeah, for your hand, for you to grab with your hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I saw a fellow the other day. He was doing shoulder presses with it. And at first, I kind of scoffed at it. But then I went and I did some, and son of a gun. There's something that just feels right about it.
Yeah. Palms in, so that's good for your shoulders.
Right, exactly. So pronated grip. But beyond that, you know, you can't use quite as much weight, but that's because your balance, right, your balance has to be much better on those, even versus dumbbell presses in the same way. So, you know, as a one-off, if you're interested in, you know, looking for something new, I'd say give that a whirl. So,
we have to take a break. Let's do this. Let's take a break now. I've got more questions for you. This is my opportunity to interview Coach Rob Regish. He's usually answering your questions. Today he's answering mine. And you can learn more about him at CoachRobRegish.com. If you want to, you can sign up for the blueprint. He's got great content there. Check it out. We'll be right back.
What if a sports nutrition company actually let you try all of their best products for free before you ever bought one? You'd be dreaming, right? Well, you're not dreaming. Head over to EFXSports.com and grab their new sample kit that includes not one, not two, but six of their top sellers. That's right, six different samples of their top sellers sent out to you immediately to try. Just cover a small shipping and handling fee, and they're on their way to you. See for yourself why EFX Sports has taken the industry by storm, and why so many athletes worldwide depend on their products, dominate their competition safely and legally. Head over to EFXSports.com right now and click the EFX sample kit in the online store and get your free kit today. Once again, That's EFXSports.com.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
You've got your devices and apps that track your activity, workouts, sleep, and diet. You have your medical records and blood work. All this data and none of it is integrated, so you can see a true snapshot of just what progress you're making and where. Now you can securely centralize all this data and become the CEO of your health. Heads Up Health gives you powerful dashboards, charts, and tools to connect all your data into meaningful information. One seamless platform. Go to headsuphealth.com today. Use code SHR and get 20% off your subscription. That's headsuphealth.com and use code SHR.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to redcon1.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com, or go to superhumanradio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. So what's the best exercises for hamstrings?
Six of one, half a dozen of another. The glute ham raise or the reverse hyper. Now, can be a difficult discussion or an issue because few gyms have a reverse hyper or even a glute ham raise.
Right, but you can at least do glute ham raises if you get creative with other pieces of equipment around the gym, right?
Right, manual glute ham raise, exactly. But, you know, what is ironic about that is in those gyms that have one, and I belong to two gyms that have both glute ham raises and reverse hypers, almost nobody uses them, and I'll tell you why. Number one, almost nobody knows how to perform a proper glute ham raise. They are also extremely difficult. You need to be incredibly strong to do, again, a proper one. A lot of people use it, frankly, as they do, a back extension. That's not what it is. You are literally curling your body back up with your hamstrings and glutes.
Yeah, and this is not easy if you're a big guy like me.
No.
You know, I mean, I see girls doing them, and they do them with broomstick handles where they kind of hold on to it and they can push off of it to get the motion started.
Yep.
But I've seen big guys do them completely unassisted, and I have such respect for the hamstring strength that they have because, you know, think about it. Like, you know, 75% of your weight is from your hips and up, right?
Yep.
Your glute. Well, let's rephrase that. Your glutes and up, okay?
Yep.
And your hamstrings are basically curling your body. I mean, it's really a testament to strength. And, you know, do you think it's good to start off with using objects to push off and get started? And so you're really just doing a partial at that point in time, but you gently start to activate and get stronger in the lower portion of the movement as you become a little more gutsy?
The best thing that you can do is use a mini band and rig it up so that it's pulling from behind you, and you just loop it over your arms, you know, so it settles kind of in your armpits. And the practical effect is that when you get into the position where it's most difficult to come back up, the band is assisting you. But the further you come up, the less the band assists you. So over time, you will develop the strength to perform a manual body weight glute ham raise. If you are exceptionally strong on the movement, you can also use a band going in the other direction, meaning it's hooked up to a position, let's say, below your waist, and the band goes behind your neck. And that provides resistance against your body coming back up. But be that as it may, you almost never see people doing it correctly, and it's really a shame. Because the glute ham raise is one of the two best, and it costs a lot. I mean, glute ham raises are not cheap. The reverse hyper, on the other hand, well, likewise, that's not cheap either. But I've both built one, and I've worked on the commercial, you know, pro models and super pro models and all that. They lay dormant, and I'll tell you why. I know what the reason they're dormant. Loading and unloading a reverse hyper is a real pain. You have to love reverse hypers and what reverse hypers do for you in order to load a significant amount of weight on the